Here we go with our Nemaha Central Locker Room chat here tonight on KMZA. It's brought to you by Life Care Center, Countryside Feed, and Haug Seed. I'm Brandon Tam, and we got Michael Gladsick, Thunder football coach, joining us, and we always appreciate the time each and every week. A lot to dive into, Coach, especially with the game last week. Always great and fun when Sabetha and Nemaha Central hook it up, and you guys put together a fantastic performance, especially on defense, and we'll talk about that in a moment. But just the overall thoughts and takeaways from your win last week against the Blue Jays, 24-0.
Oh yeah, I was definitely proud of the kids for battling through the four quarters. Like I said last week, you can throw out the records, you know, in a Sabetha NC rival game. No matter what the record, it's going to be a battle. Just like I told the kids, and I thought our kids answered the task of being physical because we knew Sabetha was going to come in physical and obviously play a full game. You know, and hats off to our senior leadership, Reese Garrity, Abram Kime, for kind of leading those younger guys who have never been in that rival game, in that situation, in a great atmosphere. So overall, I was definitely happy with the kids, and obviously we went 1-0, and that's the goal every week.
You could talk about maybe more specifically with the defensive performance against Sabetha, but just overall this season, you go back to week three, you win that tight game against Rossville, 31-28, but then when you look at the rest of the schedule, obviously the Marysville game, a 16-8 final, but Silver Lake, you hold them to 7, Chanute, you hold them to 7, couple of state-ranked teams there, Oskaloosa in week 5, you hold them to 6, and then, of course, you pitched the shutout last week against the Blue Jays. Just talk about your team's defense, first off, maybe in that Sabetha game, but just the performance you've seen from them really for the whole season so far.
Yeah, Coach Mayberry does a great job with the defense. You know, we make tweaks every week scheme-wise. The kids buy in. They practice. They have good practice habits. They continue to get better. You know, it might look a little different from last year's shutout streak, but this defense is right there. We've played a tougher schedule so far. You know, the points per game we've given up is not very high, so I'm excited to see that. The kids are obviously happy to get their first shutout of the year, you know, against a phenomenal, great physical team in Sabetha. So just like I said last week, I think the sky's the limit with this defense, you know, as long as we continue to get better and better.
What has surprised you maybe, you know, to this point in the season? You have expectations obviously going in. They're certainly fairly high. I would think maybe year in and year out you have about the same things on the chalkboard. But has there been a certain player, maybe a certain aspect of your team that has kind of surprised you a little bit? Maybe you came into the season thinking, well, maybe we're not going to get this much out of someone or maybe this part of the team. But anything kind of stand out to you how we sit here at 5-1, 6 weeks into the season?
I would go back to the senior leadership. You know, obviously with only four seniors on the roster, two of them really played the whole game. You know, so obviously that becomes the underclassmen. You know, the juniors, you know, a lot of them got that playing time experience last year, you know, as role players, and they've stepped up tremendously this year in very important roles. You know, go back to Jack Mackey last week. He had a heck of a play on a batted down ball interception, and then we go score the next two, three plays. Cannon Sudbeck, another junior who stepped up big time last week at the outside linebacker spot. And you can kind of go down the list at the positions with those juniors. And then the sophomores, you know, you got Kyler Gangstrom who stepped up big time this year as a sophomore. Caleb Heenick at the running back role, receiver role, you know, and then Brady Cook will get some sparingly time defense and offense as he gets healthy. So I'm excited to see how those three, four sophomores kind of step up the rest of the year, and those juniors continue to help those seniors with leadership-wise.
We're talking with Nemaha Central football coach Michael Gladsick. A few more minutes, we'll step aside. Thunder in the driver's seat for a district and league championship. They get Royal Valley this week at home. We'll talk about it after a timeout here on KMZA. A few more minutes here with Nemaha Central football coach Michael Gladsick here. Our locker room chat here tonight, always presented by Life Care Center, Countryside Feed, and Haug Seed. Always appreciate a few minutes with the coach each and every week. We talked about the big win last week, 24-0 against Sabetha. Now you get a Royal Valley team maybe clicking at the right time. Boy, they were very good in their game last week against ACCHS. They won that game 54-8. They have a fantastic rushing performance. I believe they go over 400 rushing yards in the game, and they had three players over that century mark. They came into the year knowing they had a very good offensive line, good backs. They have been very good in the run game, and this is a Royal Valley team that might be clicking at the right time.
I would say my 4 years, you know, being at NC here, this is by far the best team that Coach Boucher has put on the field. They do a great job, you know, in their program of building it up. and they're like, just like you said, they're clicking at the right time. They're big up front, offense, defense wise. Running backs run hard, the fullback. And then you got the Stevens kid who's a quick scat back, you know, who's going to break some free. Quarterback does a good job. So, you know, obviously they're run heavy just like the best last week. So I think our kids are excited about that to shut down the run. You know, we just got to get them in that third down and long situations, the second down and long, because they're going to thrive if we give them that third and two, fourth and one situation, because they're always going to go for it, you know, in the short yardage. So I'm excited to see how our kids kind of respond, you know, back-to-back run-heavy teams. You know, they're going to be physical, so we got to answer that task tomorrow night.
And then on the other side of it, what do you see from them defensively that can present some challenges for you?
Just like I said, they're big up front. You know, we've got a 200-pound middle linebacker. They're going to throw some different coverages at us that we haven't seen yet. But, you know, they kind of play a 4-2-5, 4-3 defense, kind of like Chanute did. So our kids kind of remember that. We watched some of that film just to refresh their brains a little bit. You know, obviously we're going to do our job on the offense. We're going to run the ball. And then hopefully we can spread it out a little bit to complete those third downs. And like I said, keep moving those sticks, you know, in our offense. That's huge, obviously.
You guys have had so much success. Obviously it shows over the last couple of years and continuing on here in 2024, just the mindset, you know, for you as a coach and then your coaching staff, just keeping the kids right and keeping the mind right, you know, day by day, snap by snap, rep by rep. How do you feel like the kids have kind of handled it? Because obviously, you know, district championship we got on the line. You got the Big East League title up for grabs. Just is it hard to kind of keep the kids' minds right, or do they do a good job of just, you know, focusing on the task at hand?
Yeah, and just like you said, it starts with the coaching staff. These four coaches do a great job. I asked them to come in on Sundays for a couple hours. They do game planning at home, and obviously they come with the right mindset, coaching mindset, you know, every week, you know, and our goal as a team every day in practice is to get 1% better. You know, if you're not getting better, then you're getting worse. You know, and I think our kids, run with that mentality, you know, and obviously the competing mentality, you know, they don't like losing. That Marysville game kind of woke us up, which I was happy to see, and our kids have responded greatly, the next 5 weeks, you know, and obviously it starts. You know, the postseason is always fun. You know, that's right around the corner here. And our first goal is always a league championship. You know, and then we go to the district championship. So those are right there in mind. We just got to do our job, continue doing our job, you know, and we'll see how everything plays out.
Finally, Coach, give us a few keys and expectations for this game tomorrow night against Royal Valley.
We're just going to focus on us. You know, nothing against Royal Valley. You know, we're going to focus on us. You know, we know they're big up front. We're going to have to wear them out. They're going to battle. All four quarters, you know, and the game's going to be won in the second half with their big boys. Hopefully we get them tired. They're coached very well. So they're not going to make many mistakes. You know, we got to limit the penalties, limit the turnovers like every week. You know, our defense has done a great job of forcing turnovers. So I'm excited to see, you know, if we can continue doing that and setting up our offense in a good field.
Nemaha Central football coach Michael Gladsick joining us. Thunder off the big win last week. Now they get Royal Valley, who's off a big win as well. Big East League championship, district championship, of course, up for grab for the Thunders, or for the Thunder as they get ready for this one tomorrow night. Again, week 7 at home against Royal Valley. Coach, as always, we appreciate the few minutes. Good luck tomorrow night.
Thank you, Brandon. Appreciate it.